This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, thanks for being here this afternoon. We cover a lot of different topics on this program, and today we wanted to give you an update on a longtime organization in Douglas County, and that is Sunrise Enterprises. Interim Executive Director Jane Maritz in here with us, and Director of Operations Savannah Jones. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, no problem, Kyle. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
And I guess, first of all, Savannah, why don't you give us kind of an overview of Sunrise and its background and that kind of thing?
For sure. I'd be happy to, Kyle. So Sunrise Enterprises started in 1969 to provide opportunities to individuals with disabilities in our community. And we primarily focused then on adults. Back in the day, individuals were really generally institutionalized because parents needed extra supports that weren't available then, and Sunrise wanted to provide the ability to enrich lives. That's what everything is about for us. So I'll give you a little bit of idea about what we're doing, but Kyle, can you tell me, like, what enriches your life? What do you do that makes you feel enriched?
Oh, wait a minute. You're asking me questions.
I'm asking you. I still got the interview in me.
I see that. It seems like you used to be on the radio or something. I would say things like getting out and staying physically fit.
Okay, great, great. And you've always had the opportunity to do that. You can get in your car, you can drive yourself to wherever you'd like to go. You don't have to ask for permission. And that's not always the case for individuals that we provide supports to here in Douglas County, which is what makes what we do so important. So our day support activity program is for the individual that wants to get out into the community but has barriers that make it difficult. And really, their idea of an enriching life isn't working. And then we have a wood products mill. We have landscape, janitorial, retail stores, and a warehouse, all for individuals to receive training to get out into the community and work, as well as community employment. So we'll get a little bit into landscape and janitorial soon. But that community employment, one of the great things for employers, Kyle, is there is a working opportunity tax credit. And for the first year of their employment with that company, they can get up to 40% of the wages reimbursed. And then the second year that individual with disabilities is working there, they can get up to 50%. So there's a lot of great opportunities for collaboration in our community and to help our community provide those supports as well.
Now, Jane, you recently took over as interim executive director. How long has that been in place?
I started at the end of May 27th.
And what was your previous role with Sunrise?
Chief Financial Officer. I started that role in 2011.
So you've been there ever since?
Yes.
And I know that you've done a lot of other things, other places too. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. It's been a trip around the world to get here to Roseburg. So I was born in Bangladesh. My father was the principal of a school there. And we moved to New York when I was almost 4 years old. I grew up in Long Island, New York. When I started college, my parents moved to Malawi, and they've lived in Africa for their entire working career since then. But I have had the opportunity to live in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and then went to school in South Africa for a bit. I really wanted to work in an occupation that provides services to people. My parents ingrained that sense of service in me as being the highest calling someone can have. So I was studying to be a doctor, and I had a business degree, and I was accepted into medical school in California, but I decided I wanted to study in South Africa instead. So I moved to South Africa, and that was the year that apartheid ended, 1994, and there wasn't any openings for me in medical school that year, so I did a career pivot and ended up doing accounting in Idaho for a hydroelectric company. And from there, went to a dot-com company in the Seattle area. That was exciting. We went from 30 employees to 500 in a very short amount of time. And then we went through an IPO, and I transitioned from accounting into IT in that role. I was doing work as a database administrator. It was just a really exciting but also stressful period, and I decided, my family decided, we wanted to move to a quiet, laid-back area where we didn't have traffic and we had more sunshine. So we moved to Idlewild Park in 2002. I worked for an insurance company here in Roseburg, Advantage Dental. We launched the individual insurance plan back that year, and then that company moved to Redmond, and I was without work here in the Roseburg area for a short period of time. Sunrise Enterprises was looking for a controller, and I thought this is a great opportunity to get into the nonprofit world and work with people, provide services, and do something that I had skills in, which is the accounting and financial aspect of previous work I'd done.
My gosh, anything you haven't done? That's quite the journey around the world in a lot of different things. What was it about Sunrise that really got your attention?
I have a disability myself, and when I realized that the whole mission of Sunrise was to break down barriers people had to employment, I realized that this was a mission I could really connect to. And the people that I worked with there were just amazing. We had an individual in our reception office that we worked with on learning typing skills, how to answer the phone, that kind of a thing. And just seeing what a difference it made in her life and the aspect of pride that she took in her work and what she was doing inspired me and made me want to come to work every day.
And do you want to touch on your disability at all?
Sure. I was born with severe hearing loss, and what that means for me is there's certain sounds I don't hear. I don't hear the letter S. I don't hear high sounds or low sounds. And then in between, the volume is a little bit low for me. So I do wear hearing aids, and that helps. But understanding what people say is kind of a decoding process for me. I rely on lip reading and other context clues to figure out what's being said. So when I was young, like maybe 10 years old in school, I would gravitate to the corner and be really quiet so nobody would know that I was different. And so as I've grown older, I've realized, hey, we all have differences. We all have this diversity that makes us a wonderful community that we are. And it's okay to talk about those differences and to let people know there's things that you can do to help me and there's things I can do to help you. So if you maybe communicate a little slower or let me lip read, those things really help me. And so I'm excited to be in an environment where we talk about disabilities and we communicate the things that help us and allow us to help others.
Wow, it seems like there's a lot of things about your background and even dealing with your disability that really make you understand more about the clients you're dealing with.
Yes, we have so much in common. There's more things we have in common than things that we have differences on. And so that's what's exciting, is to go in and see what an impact we can make on each other's lives every day.
Now, Savannah, there's a lot of different aspects to Sunrise, as we've been mentioning. A while back, we talked about tiny homes. What's going on with that?
Yeah, so we built our first tiny home with a grant, and we have since sold that tiny home, so we are working on another tiny home. One of the things that we found out through that first one is we really tried to make a high quality, top of the line, everything was the best we could get material-wise tiny home, and then we heard that maybe a lower market would be better for potential partnerships with the housing crisis that we have and finding a solution for the unhoused in Douglas County and in larger areas. So this time we're really taking a lot of the feedback that we heard the first time and utilizing that to create something that the community could utilize a little better. Steve Perry, our wood products manager, has head all of that, and he has done an absolutely wonderful job. We are lucky to have him on the team. With some of the changes in the wood products industry, we had to find a way to diversify what we were doing, and he's been really great to make sure that no matter what pivot we have to make to keep providing these services to individuals in the wood products industry, that we are doing so.
Now, it seems like the tiny homes are being used increasingly as a form of housing for folks who don't have any.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is correct. And there's a lot of money out there for organizations trying to fix some of the unhoused issues here in Douglas County. And we're really looking to create more partnerships within this community and larger so that we can be a part of that. We talk about enriching lives, but Jane's going to talk a little bit later about wanting to get into different spaces and provide opportunities to individuals who are having, mental health issues and sometimes struggling with that housing and making having the supports to make the choices they need to enrich their lives. So whatever we can do to be a better partner in this community and see what our community needs to grow and thrive, we want to to be a part of that and actively trying to help make Douglas County a better place to live.
All right, more on Sunrise Enterprises when we come back. Jane Merritt, Savannah Jones with us. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Of course, no program tomorrow with the holiday. We'll have a news special on for you in the 12 o'clock hour and in the morning as well. And we're talking about Sunrise Enterprises. Interim Executive Director Jane Merritt's with us. Director of Operations Savannah Jones. Kind of covering right now some of the different things that you're working on. One thing you wanted to mention related to mental health disorders. Which one of you wants to tackle that one?
Go for it, Jane.
I'll go with it. So Sunrise Enterprises, we have traditionally worked with people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, but our mission is to work with people with all types of disabilities, and we do have various types of people with different disabilities at Sunrise. One of the things I've noticed is the trends with mental health disorders and how rapidly the number of people with the disorders in the population has been increasing. We can see that 1 in 5 adults has a mental health disorder right now. 1 in 20 has a serious mental health disorder here in the United States. In Oregon, that's even higher. But if you look at our young people, those statistics are more. We've got 1 in 3 with a mental health disorder in the ages of 18 to 25, and 1 in 10 with serious mental health disorders. That means that people entering the workforce right now, a lot of them have serious mental health disorders, and that's something that I see as our employers are going to need to be able to figure out ways to incorporate the accommodations that these people need into their work settings. And so I'm excited that Sunrise has experience with accommodations. What I'm looking at is I'm trying to listen to what the community needs are here in Douglas County. I want to know what partners we can work with that are already in the mental illness sector that we can partner with and see what the needs are for employment services. Can we provide training to employers? Can we provide assistance to people with mental health disorders as they enter the workforce? Can we create additional social enterprises where we can provide employment to people with mental health disorders and others? What's the best way that Sunrise can give back in this arena? And so those are things I'm looking at. I'm really listening and trying to understand what community needs are.
A lot of potential there with everything that's been going on the last few years, I'm sure, and maybe a chance to sort of enlarge your mission a bit and who you're able to impact.
Correct, yes.
Talk about your community collaboration focus, Savannah.
Yeah, so I think Jane will help me touch on this a little bit as far as how we hope to grow this. But currently, we have a lot of really wonderful partnerships. Right now with DSA, the James Myers Building here in Roseburg has been partnering with us for such a long time to provide additional places to go and hang out and do activities with the individuals that we provide supports to. We just started a new collaboration with the Winston Community Christian Church, and we are doing their landscaping for free in order to utilize their space for bigger DSA functions. So we've had a lot of support in that area, as well as, just anywhere that hears about our day support activity program, and especially when it's really hot, is always really willing to be like, hey, have you thought about coming here? We would love to have you guys come for the day and for people to go bowling or to, enjoy what we have to offer. We have a partnership with Meals on Wheels. We help out with them. That's been going on for about 3 months now, and we used to have a partnership prior as well. That's going really well. It helps to teach individuals about a sense of community, right? That we provide supports because we receive supports. So Also, we're trying really hard to start a volunteer program at Sunrise. So one of the benefits we'd like to offer is the ability for our staff to volunteer at like-minded organizations and receive PTO in return. So we're looking to match up to about 3 hours for this quarter. And we're starting with the half shell to provide some opportunities. They can also go out and independently volunteer, but we are doing a Sunrise half shell volunteer program for a couple of days in this upcoming half shell season. We also are working on a peer-to-peer program with schools in South Umpqua, and it's starting in Sutherland, where an individual without a documented disability is providing training to an individual with disabilities in our community. And we're having them come to our stores and learn about what it means to work in a retail environment. There's a big gap between an individual getting out of school and an individual coming into the workplace, so we're hoping to kind of bridge that. Jane, do you want to talk about a little more of the other partnerships we've got going on? Or your plan for future. We do still also at our stores. One of the main reasons to donate to our stores is our donation policy. So if you come in and you say that you are donating on behalf of Zonta, of Saving Grace, of the Family Resource Center, then we will donate money to that organization based on how many pounds of product you bring in. We also work with the Reedsport Family Development Center really closely to do a gift card program so that individuals who are going through a difficult time have the ability to come to our stores and get clothing as well as things they might need for the household. We just started that with ADAPT here in Douglas County as well. If we have unhoused individuals who are looking for employment, we will work with them to get some clothing.
And talk about the retail stores or what's going on.
Yeah, so Jane is starting a program where we are looking to get grants from the community and from larger organizations for a new POS system. So right now, the system that we have, it won't take cards after 2030. And that's a big problem because banks are starting to get out new cards that have that expiration date. So we're looking for grants so that we can update that POS system and really streamline things, make things easier on the customer, make things easier on our teams as well, because that POS system is ancient and it's very, very hard to even process. We're also doing a really cool July promotion where every single Saturday we're doing a 50% off sale on a different category. So if you come in this Saturday, all women's clothes will be 50% off. And then we always have our 50% off and 75% off color of the week that rotates each week. So we're really trying to provide affordable options in this community for individuals. And then the thrift stores are one of our largest ways to partner and give back to our community for individuals who really need resources to be successful in their lives.
So, Jane, when you moved into this role, what's that transition been like for you?
Well, I've had a great team to work with. Savannah, Tommy, Bonds, our Director of Employment Services, have both been great to work with. Our managers have been stepping up. So operationally, Sunrise has been moving right along, humming as usual. For me, it's been a little bit of extra work understanding things that I haven't had to learn before, like really getting into the nitty-gritty of what tiny homes are and what makes sense. So there's some interesting aspects in that way, and just understanding that I have a responsibility to the community and to Sunrise to make sure that we're collaborating and we're meeting the needs of our individuals and the needs of the community. So that's what I've been looking at.
And what is your favorite thing about working at Sunrise?
People. The people that we serve, the team that we have, they have such an incredible passion and sense of purpose on what they do every day. And I enjoy the variety of things I get to do. Sunrise is cool because we've got wood products, we've got stores, we've got so many different things, and I'm always looking to learn more and expand my knowledge. So I love that.
What about the biggest challenge or one of the biggest challenges right now for Sunrise?
Funding, state funding has been an ongoing issue. As you know, minimum wage keeps going up, costs keep going up, and the state funding that we get for the services we provide has not been going up. So funding is an ongoing challenge. Right now, we're in a good position going into the year ahead to make sure we can cover our expenses and keep providing the services that we do. But we have a lot of systems, like Savannah mentioned, point of sales. We have buildings that need repair. There's expenses that we have coming up that we will need to figure out a way to deal with. So for me, the challenge is financial.
All right, we're out of time for now. Jane Merritt, Savannah Jones, Sunrise Enterprises, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate your time, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.